Early asphalt.
Hi, is John there?
Yeah, this is John.
Hey, John, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. Yeah, I know he's busy. I won't take up too much of your time. I just want to follow up on some finance offers we mailed to the business about two and a half weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was based off some financing you did with Preferred Leasing back in 2009. And, yeah, we basically had the business pre-approved for some equipment finance and working capital. Looks like about $250K. So yeah, I just want to circle back and kind of see what kind of projects you had coming up where you might need some financing.
Well, I just bought a new, I haven't got it yet, I haven't delivered it, but I just bought a new little 550 Ford, but, you know, that's probably just going to get financed through Ford Motor Company.
Oh, do you already have the financing in place, or are you kind of just...
No, I'm waiting a week. My truck won't be done with what it is until a week, you know.
Oh, it's going to take you a week? Okay.
Yeah, to get the truck finished at Layton, which is auto truck now. They're putting a bed on it.
Oh, they're putting a bed on it right there? Okay.
Yeah.
So have you gotten any offers or anything, proposals from them?
No, but in the past, you know, with Preferred Leasing, the interest was way higher than what Ford is, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, we do equipment finance, our bread and butter. You know, we have it's like a typical car loan, you know, 2 to 5 year terms on monthly payments. And then, you know, rates start at, you know, the low, mid single digits on up, depending on what you look like on paper.
I look good on paper.
You look good on paper? So that you'd rate your credit's good? Well, that's great then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we can get answers, you know, for within 24 hours if you're needing to look for something.
What is your rate on a 60 month? I'm giving $62,000, and I'm financing just taxes and all, and I'm financing $52,000, putting $10,000 down.
So you're putting $10,000 down, and how much is the overall cost of it?
The whole overall, I'm going to finance $52,000.
Okay.
$52,000.
So the original cost is $62,000 then.
Yeah, that's taxes included.
Now is this a new?
I don't want to do a lease. I just want to straight out buy because lease, I got to pay the taxes every month.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we do. You know, leasing or financing, either or. And yeah, I mean, it's obviously it's tax deductible as well. Save you money there.
I like to buy because I can take what I want of it. You know, in a year for taxes.
Yeah. Exactly. And now, is this like a new or is this like?
It's 16554.
Oh, 554.
I'm putting a new 11-foot dump body on it.
Oh wow. Would you say a dump body?
Yeah, I'm going to make a little dump truck out of it, yeah.
Oh, nice. And do you kind of have, is that like a package you can sign up for, or is that more like another company?
Well, another company, that's Auto Truck, which used to be late. Like, they put the bed on, but they do it through Ford, you know.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like
and
a...
Then it'll come out, it'll just be... financing to fit along Ford, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then they take care of the bed for me, see.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
The 52's with the bed.
52's with the bed?
And the taxes, everything.
Okay.
So I got to buy a plate.
Yeah. Okay.
Taxes included, yeah. And I just want to get about $52,000 to finance it, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And this is like, is an additional piece or is this replacing?
That's an additional piece.
Oh, that's great. So it sounds like he has a grown over there. Do you have a couple more in the equipment line? Or?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I own two tandem dump trucks, another one-ton dump truck, and then
there
could be another one. Then I own two other one-tons flatbeds and two other pickups.
Two other pickups? Oh, wow, you got quite
I got six, seven vehicles. Yeah, I do.
That's great. That's great. You're expanding.
Yeah.
And
a small company.
Yeah, I mean, before you know it, be a large, you know, be right up there with the big company.
No, I've been doing this for 40 years. I'm big as I want to be.
Yeah. Oh, 40 years? Wow. That's you. You've been doing something right. You've been in business that long.
Well, I've been blessed or lucky, one of the two.
Yeah. And now, what is this, you know, going to do for the business as far as, like, what's your expected, you know, return on investment?
I don't know. I don't do all those analogies.
No, you don't do that. Okay. All right. Is this going to kind of create more jobs for you, or are you be able to do more jobs
it's
with
gonna,
this?
No. I never finish the work I have to do every year. I've been here for 4 years. It's just to help me finish the work that I have to do.
Okay.
In 2 months, we'll turn down work.
Oh,
we're
wow.
already booked to June right now.
Oh, wow.
And the cutoff date for a lot of this work is the end of November for here, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, and now, so you're looking at this in about a week then?
Yeah.
Okay, and so you're working with Ford, and so you already have
I've already got credit for Ford,
yeah
I got
okay.
their quote, yeah.
You already got their quote and everything? Yeah, I mean, if you want to see exactly what we could do for you, it's a, you know, a one-page app. I could, you know, email over. It would be just 4 months business bank statements and your most recent tax return. And
I don't want to do all that. Nah.
I mean,
I don't need to. I got money flowing out of my ears from everybody.
Yeah, no.
I'm not pre-approved if I've got to do that.
No, it's your. I mean, we're reaching out to you to, you know, we got to
take.
Yeah,
I know. I appreciate it. You know, you're just talking to an old fart that knows things, you know.
Well, how
I don't want to go through all that, you know.
If we could just get you the one-page application with a quote, I mean, could you?
Well, my credit's impeccable.
Well, yeah, in that case.
I'm registered with Dun & Bradstreet. That's why you called me.
Uh-huh. And, so,
yeah,
like I said, we want to reach out. I mean, I probably.
I do appreciate it, but I don't want to go through too much. I've already got this deal settled down pretty good. All I need to know is what your rate is. You know?
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to, you know, get to. If we could get the one-page app with one of the quotes that you already have, I'll have my underwriters are one of the best that we have here, and he could be able to work on something for you and see if we can't beat it. We have a match or beat.
No, I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna show you the other guy's bid. I don't do business that way. You know, I just need to know what your rate is.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, if your, you know, credit is good, like you say it is. I mean, credit's starting to low.
My credit's good. If I say it is, and then you can check me out. There's no sense making this hard, you know?
Well, I'm not trying to make it hard. It's very simple. Like I said, I'm trying to get you, you know, we could be talking about hard numbers, like, tomorrow, if we're able to get, this. Like I said, it's just a one-page application, and then you're with that quote you have over here, and we can see if we can't beat or match it. And if it's something that doesn't work, there's no obligation.
I'm not
going to
show you somebody else's quote. I'm not going to do that. That's unethical.
Okay, I mean, I'm just trying to help you out. See if you can't get.
Yeah, no, but that's, I don't do that. I'm a pretty ethical guy, you know.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, if that's fine. I mean, if you wanted to see exactly what we, you know, could do for you, it'd have to be, you know, the one page.
Well, what is your rate for a guy that has a credit rating of 800 and above?
Yeah, I mean, you'd be looking. Like, I don't want to give you, you know, a number that you're not gonna, you know, like, well, mid single digits. So, like, we could say like 5 on up.
Okay, well, that don't beat him.
I mean, what are you, like, what rate are you looking at with them?
Well, he's a 4.9.
A 4.9. I'm sure they could jig that. 4.9.
Okay.
Okay. If you really have that good.
I'm sorry, I had a customer here.
No problem. I know you're busy.
Yeah. I appreciate talking to you, but I don't think it's going to work out, and I appreciate the opportunity, okay?
Yeah, like I said, John, I mean, if you want to see exactly what we could do for you, it's a real simple process.
Okay.
And I could.
All right, some other time maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I have I have an email on file.
I'm not gonna fill out an app, you know. I just wanted a quote on how much interest rate if I qualified it would be, you know.
No, exactly. I totally hear you, and I want to help you out, like I really do. I would tell
I think
you
you
exactly.
Do. But right now, it's late in the day. I've been up since 4 this morning, and I'm not ready to do any more business, okay?
Okay, I hear you. Is there a time, you know, to follow up and check in with you?
Not really. This deal's done, and that's the only deal I'm doing, you know. They're at 4.9, and I don't think you guys are going to be able to beat that, and it's very convenient for me to do it here.
Yeah, no,
I don't have to show tax papers or financial statements or anything.
Yeah, I mean, would you have the quote, like the in, like just the quote amount of, like the cost and everything, including the taxes and everything like that?
The cost of the truck is $61,988.
Yeah, I mean, do you have that in paperwork? Not their, like, offer, but, like, how much it costs and everything.
Yeah, I have how much the truck costs, yeah.
Okay, well, if you, I mean, that's what I mean. I'm not, you don't have to send over their offer. You can, if you send that over with the app, we can still get you
Yeah,
an answer.
what was your first name?
Danny.
Danny, I appreciate the call, but I'm not going through more work. I already got this one done, okay? I
Okay.
appreciate it. Thank you
Okay.
very much.
All right, John.
Okay.